On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
And 10:30, Stuart Town of thedogs.com.au joins this morning, Stu.
Morning, Cozzy, and I'm delighted to report, as ever, we've got loads to get through on the show today. Welcome to another edition of Going Greyhounds here on the Sky Sports Radio. I can tell you that blue is the colour on today's show because we're focusing on New South Wales today. Although, as ever, we'll also spotlight a few of the big races and big action that's taking place across the country. But we're going to take a look at the New South Wales Sprint Championship coming up at Wentworth Park this Saturday. In particular, as well, we'll hopefully be chatting to Christine Proctor, trainer of impressive qualifier Beckenstreet, in a moment or two. We're also going to look at two big races coming up in New South Wales this week, the Zoom Top Maiden at Goulburn and the Phil Davis Memorial at Richmond. We'll go into state as well, though. We'll hopefully catch up with South Australian trainer Cameron Butcher, who's been having a great run of success in recent times as well. And it'll be great to pick his brains on a couple of things as well. And in particular, looking at his greyhound On Fire, the aptly named On Fire, who's been going fantastic recently. But let's start in New South Wales. We had three heats of the New South Wales Sprint Championship at Wentworth Park on Saturday night, won by Prevail, El Magnifico and Beckenstreet, the fastest qualifier. Beckenstreet defeating a top draw field, including the likes of Mr. Twister. He's got 7 wins in 13 starts. And I'm delighted to say Beckenstreet's trainer, Christine Proctor, is with us now. Christine, thanks for joining us this morning. And well, you must have been delighted with that run.
Oh, I was delighted, Stuart. Yeah, I put him in only because he's been showing great potential. And I was delighted with the run.
Two things stood out for me, Christine. First of all, beating a field of that quality, I think that speaks volumes for his improvement over these last couple of months. But you sounded like you weren't too confident before the race. How were you feeling?
Look, Stuart, not confident to beat Mr. Twister, but the dog's been going so good for a young dog. He's sort of doing things that not many young dogs do. And his time at Richmond, I thought they don't go much better than it. So I said to Waylon, I think we should put him in, see what happens. It's only a run.
And a pretty good decision as well. And look, the manner of the win, he didn't jump that well, but the way he found the rail was, I thought, absolutely terrific. How impressed were you with the manner of his run and the win?
Yes, Stuart. That's the closest he's ever drawn box three. He never had the one box. And we always thought he wanted the inside, but he kept getting bad boxes continually out wide all the time. So over the moon to draw the one. Hopefully he uses it.
Yeah, he's had to do it tough so far in his career.
He has done it tough.
Well, yeah, and breaking 30 seconds as well on a comparatively slow Wentworth Park track, another good sign. But can he improve on that time-wise? How much improvement has he got left in him, do you think?
Yes, Stuart, he's a dog that improves all the time. At Richmond, he kept improving, and he's doing the same at Wentworth Park. That's what sort of a dog he is. And he's not 2 years old yet.
He looks like he's got a bright future. And for people who haven't seen much of him yet, Christine, who've just maybe been following his progress and his results, he's a pretty big greyhound, isn't he? What are his strengths and what does he usually do well?
He was 36 kilos, Stuart, the other night. He's pretty big, but he's put together well.
Yeah, he sounds like he's got pretty good racing sense as well. We'll just remind ourselves of the box draw for the New South Wales Sprint Championship this Saturday night, Christine. Beckenstreet drawn box one. We've got Effective Comet in box two. El Magnifico, I think, who looks a big danger in box three. Mac Tux, the Golden Easter Egg finalist, of course, in box four. Mr. Twister in box five. Prevail, one of the other heat winners, in box six. Royal Turbo, another group winner, in box seven. And Cosmic Bonus, the Northern New South Wales hope, who's been going fantastic this year, has got box eight. Night Sprite and Dawn Mini in the two reserves. Look, we touched on this, but this is the first time he'll have box one. He's obviously up against some pretty handy greyhounds here, but how big a help will box one be for him at Wentworth Park, do you think, Christine?
I think it'll be a big help, Stuart, if he uses it. There's high speed dogs in the race, so we'll need a lot of luck. I believe the two moves to the right. That's a bonus.
I think it's one of those races, isn't it, where you can make a case for pretty much all of them in this one. Now, of course, you and your husband, Alan, you're one of the most successful training teams in New South Wales. Of course, we know you best, I think, over the last couple of years from training Bessie Boo, the king of Wentworth Park, of course. How's Bessie Boo going since he retired?
Oh, he's great, yeah. He still jumps out of his skin. You still can't hold him. Yeah, he's full on continually. From day one, he's been like that.
Yeah.
Beautiful, yeah.
He still keeps you busy? Or does he have a nice life on the couch, or what's he up to?
Oh, no, he still goes out in the paddock or up the straight. He likes to have a gallop around.
Yeah, he's
around a little bit, yeah. No, he's good. He's great.
He was the greyhound, Christine, that I think every trainer dreams about, with that wonderful record and his longevity as well. Now he's been retired for a few months. What are your memories of that ride that you had with him? It must have been just an incredible couple of years.
Priceless, Stuart. The ride was priceless. Yeah, unbelievable. I'm just so grateful for a dog like him to come along in my lifetime. It was just unbelievable. And he had like 150-odd starts, and the dog was never injured till his last run, and that wasn't a bad injury. He only tore his back muscle down below, but he was a dog that never had an injury. It was just such an easy dog to train.
You and Alan did such a wonderful job with him. Take me back as well to that night. I mean, there's a couple of nights we could choose from, really, but that night when he broke the record for the most Wentworth Park wins, I mean, that must have just been an absolute fairy tale and an incredible night for you.
Unbelievable, Stuart. And I don't think no dog will ever break his record. I don't think it'll ever be broke.
I think you're probably right. And let's have a word on one of your present kennel stars, Chevy King, who won the Group 3 New Sensation earlier this year. Came back after, I think, a couple of months out with an unplaced run at Wentworth Park on Saturday. How's he looking? And do you think he's got one or two more group wins left in that greyhound?
Yes, Stuart. He fell before we started him on Saturday night. He's a very excitable dog. He's not an easy dog to train. He's better to be racing week to week where he doesn't get so excitable. So, we'll just put him in, yeah, and race him.
Good stuff.
Had a bad box the other night out there in the seven, missed the kick a bit. But, no, he'll be right. He's fine, yeah.
Good on you. Well, hopefully he'll be clocking up some more wins for you very soon. OK, let's get back to Saturday then. Becking Street, box one for the New South Wales Sprint Championship final. Christine, is he going to win?
Oh, I can't say that, Stuart. I don't know. It's a really hard race. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully he uses the box one, because he'll be a very hard dog to run down in front, because he's pretty strong. Stand by Beckham Bale. Bale does throw strength. He's the same sire as Bessie Boo.
Hey, look, that's good enough for me, I think. If you're sounding pretty optimistic, then that's good enough for me, Christine. Listen, thanks very much for your time, and I hope you're smiling on Saturday night. Always love catching up with you, and thanks very much today, Christine.
Thank you very much, Stuart.
There we go. That was Christine Proctor, a trainer of Becking Street there, who's got box one in the New South Wales Sprint Championship this Saturday night. We'll just remind you of the New South Wales Distance Championship. Those heats on Saturday night were won by Stars Alight and Cardiology. We got the final this Saturday. The box draw for this one quickly. We've got Kim's Love in box one, Sherbini, the promising newcomer, in box two, Ebby Ripper in box three, Freaky in box four, Keister in box five, Midnight Treat in box six, Cardiology in box seven, Stars Alight in box eight, Lovelace and Elantris are the reserves. And as well tonight, we've got the Tasmanian Distance and Sprint Championships as well. Check out the field for that one at thedogs.com.au and the markets at tab.com.au. And of course, we've got the Sprint and Distance Championships taking place across the country at the moment, all building up to that big night of racing at Albion Park on August the 25th. And one greyhound who could be there is On Fire, probably the most consistent greyhound in Australia over the last couple of months. He's won 14 of his last 15 starts down in South Australia, including 13 in a row before narrowly being beaten a couple of weeks ago. On Fire's got box one in this Thursday's South Australian Sprint Final, and On Fire's trainer Cameron Butcher is joining us now, I believe. Cameron, good morning. Thanks very much for your time. And look, I thought On Fire's running the heats last week was one of his best efforts yet. What did you make of it?
Yeah, he runs like that all the time, really. He comes from behind, and you just hope he doesn't get in trouble and get through. That's about it, I reckon, yeah.
Now, he's got box one, as I mentioned, for the South Australian sprint final. You'd think that'd be the perfect draw for him, but the last time he had box one, I think he had to put in an absolutely massive run to get up eventually. How big a help will it be, though, against this field?
Yeah, well, box one, it's hard to know. He's a dog that normally won't lead anyway. And he's up there, but he could get trouble, you know, if they come across and cut him off. That's what happened to him last time, box one. It's a bit of luck on everything, you know. It's called dog racing, and you never got a sure thing.
You've never said a truer word, I think. And look, he's had multiple wins from every box, I think, apart from box five, where I think he's only had one start from in his career. Look, he looks the dream greyhound. Is that the way it's been with him? Is he just the sort of greyhound that you absolutely love to have in your kennel?
Yeah, well, you always like the good ones. You know, we had Worm Burner, and he had a bit of bad luck the other night. He got taken out in the semis. And, well, you know, it's a thrill to have him, but it's probably his weak spot is his early speed. He just normally doesn't get to the front, in front of the first corner, and that can always be a hassle, eh?
I was going to touch on this. For people in New South Wales who've followed his results but maybe not seen too much of him, what are his best attributes? You've said that he's not always got the best early speed. Presumably then he's got a bit of a motor on him.
Yeah, he's got a motor, all right. Yeah. Usually comes from back in the field and then, as a rule, flies home. But, you know, you can't get any trouble if you're going, eh? And it can happen.
It certainly can. And look, you and your wife, Yvonne, you make a great team. You've produced some terrific greyhounds just over the last couple of years. You mentioned Worm Burner there, and I think she's a looper as well. Where does On Fire rate in all the greyhounds you've had over the years?
Yeah, well, I reckon he's up there, but probably his weak spot's his early speed, I think. So, but he's as fast a dog as probably most of them, I think. Yeah, he's a good dog. Probably his weak point is his early speed, yeah.
Just a word on his brother as well, Purpose Driven, who's got box six in the distance final there on Thursday night. He's won five of his last seven starts. He looks the top pick in the distance final. How confident are you for that greyhound's chances?
Never confident. Yeah, actually, it's a big. And no, there's some good dogs in it. You've got Bogey Beckham. He's on the comeback. That run will probably give him a boost. You know, he's one of the top dogs in Australia, so... And there's another newcomer, Springvale Carla. His first run back, and it was the first run she's ever been over there, and it was a massive run. So, she's no certainty.
That's a super race. Now, I think you and Yvonne had greyhounds for a while before you gave it up to run a dairy farm for a few years. How tough was it to get back into greyhounds? And it must have been a bit of a big choice to have another go again.
Well, it was one of those things, you know, we getting older. When I had them when I was very young, and we had a couple of reasonably good ones, and we've been at them for about 40 years, and then we're going into beef, and it was over in the Victoria, actually, and picked up a Sporting Globe, and I thought we bought this pup, and that was the beginning of it again, really. So that's how you got back into it, and we've been in for about 8 years or something like that now. So it's always in the blood, I think.
Yeah, and you've done absolutely wonderful these last few years. And
yeah, we've been very lucky. It's a lot of luck, eh?
Hey, you've earned your luck, mate. You've earned your luck. And look, what's it been down to? What are some of the key things, do you think, that underpin your success? Are there any golden rules that you stick to? Or what do you think's been so instrumental in your success?
I think just we've been lucky. That's what it boils down to. Probably one of the first dogs he bought was Hope's Arm, and she won the Oaks over here. And the mother of that, she's just been a fantastic breeder, little looper, and most of our success has come from her. And On Fire, well, we bought the bitch because of her breeding, like going back to Wee Sow. And she started off really well, and then she got an injury and put her out of racing, really, and we're bred from them. Just lucky that she's less than good ones. Yeah.
Hey, and it's been it must have been a fantastic time these few years since you got back into it. And look, for New South Wales participants that don't get down to South Australia too often, and particularly Angle Park, is it a track that suits a particular style of greyhound and racing? Is it hard for greyhounds to come from behind on the track?
The straights aren't real big, like Sandown, the straights are bigger, which suits probably dogs like On Fire or something like that, and we're in Bernardine. But over here, you'd like a dog that jumps, really, because you've got to get around the first bend without trouble. And I'd say that would be the biggest thing. But I think the biggest downside for us over here is, like On Fire, he's virtually only ever raced on one track, you know. And once you start swapping tracks, it's a big thing. And especially we were at a disadvantage in South Australia, I think.
Well, hopefully we'll get to see On Fire showing his talents against the best in a couple of weeks in the Group 1 National Final, although he'll certainly have to earn it, won't he, with that South Australian Championship. So, last word from you then. How confident are you of a double success then? Should we be on both of them?
No, I'm never confident. No. You need a lot of luck, eh?
Well, look...
You need good dogs and a lot of luck.
Well, look, it should be a fantastic night's racing down there. And I hope Luca is smiling on you. Thanks very much for your time today, Cameron. Always great to catch up with you.
Very good. Thanks a lot. Yeah, ta-da.
That was Cameron Butcher there, the trainer of On Fire. He's going to have a busy night in the South Australian Sprint and Distance Championships. Just a couple of other things to update before we get on with our next guest. How about that for a run by Burn One Down in the Victorian Distance Championship on Saturday night, beating Fanta Bale there. Another incredible run by Burn One Down. That earns him the place in the National Distance Championship, of course, in a couple of weeks. Gee, you've got to think he's going to be incredibly tough to beat. Although Fanta Bale as well will also get a run up at Albion Park as well. So they will meet again. And that should be an absolutely cracking race there. But Burn One Down, adding another chapter to his wonderful career. And congratulations as well to the local trainer, Brian Kelleher, on winning the Group 3 Darwin Cup last night with Off and On. Off and On producing a super run to take that one out as a $7.90 shot. Oka Karoma second, Zipping Zeus, the South Australian greyhound in third. They travel from far and wide to that one. Of course, I can think of a certain Pommy who tipped Off and On yesterday's Chasing and Pacing Rewind. So any donations gratefully received from that one. I hope you're on Off and On. And if so, well done to Brian there. But yeah, fantastic run by Off and On. Okay, let's get back to New South Wales. And tomorrow we've got the Zoom Top Maiden at Goulburn over the 440 metres. Some exciting pups took part in the heats last week. There were some terrific wins, none more so than Nino Di Oro, who clocked the fastest time in the heats last week, has got box 6 for the final tomorrow. And I'm happy to say Nino Di Oro's trainer, Subby Nura, is on the line now. Subby, thanks very much for your time. How is Nino Di Oro? How did she pull up? And how's she looking for tomorrow, mate?
No, she followed up very good. Yes, followed up very good. Yeah. I mean, it's a hard race and, got... middle box, and I give her a chance. You know, there's a lot of, just nearly everyone got a chance in the race, so yeah.
They certainly have. It looks like an absolutely cracking fan. And now I guess you couldn't have asked for much more from last week. She has got a fine pedigree as a daughter of Fernando Bale, but how confident were you going into this series? I guess maiden series, you just never know what's going to happen, do you?
Exactly. Yeah, with maiden series, you know, a lot of other dog could improve in the race, and it just... Just hoping for the best, man. Yeah, that's all I can say. Yeah, just as I said, it's just everyone in the race with a chance at winning. You know, so if I can finish in the top three, I'll be more, you know, I'll be very pleased with that one. So just the dog pulled up very well, and I couldn't ask for more. Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff. I think she had box 3, wasn't it, last week? Moving to box 6
three,
here.
Yeah, she jumped all right last week. Now she got mobbed out a bit to box 6. So, as I said, if she jump all right tomorrow, she should be all right. Yeah, give her a chance. So, yeah, yeah.
We've mentioned that the pedigree. Her mother was, I think, Solar Pack, who was a Wentworth Park winner. Did you breed Nino Di Oro yourself, or what was her background, mate?
No. The background is a friend of mine, Barry, and then Mark owned the brood, Solar Pack, and then I look after the brood here, and then we just got a deal that you look after the brood sub. You know, as a friend, and every time if you want a pup, you can have a pup after that. So we got another one coming up with Collision from Solar Pack. It's only like 3 or 4 months old now. So, yeah, going all right. Well, yeah, going all right so far, yeah.
Certainly is. Now, a couple of words on yourself, mate. I think you're originally from Bali, and you came to Australia now about 40 years ago.
I come from Bali about 40 years ago. As I said, before I got here, I never even seen a greyhound before I get here in Sydney. And then, excuse me, from the moment I laid my eyes on a greyhound, I just fell in love with the greyhound. I started. Also, my wife, she just loved greyhound as well. So we just, from there on, we just, you know, just get a couple of greyhound and just from one to two, three, and then just keep growing.
What was it about them that, you know, made you fall in love with them? And how were you bitten by the bug?
I just, you know, got a few friends, and I got a lot of good friends like Steve Milligan and all that. Just got me, you know, we're good friends, and then I hang around with him and I start training. He trained a greyhound, so just, I just love the animal, mate. Yeah, from that on, we because I run a business as well in Sydney, run a security business in Sydney, and then in between the dog and the business, just keep me busy all day. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to touch on that. How on earth do you fit training in with running the security business?
I'm so right. I got my wife in helping me all the time. So yeah, it's going all right. Yeah.
Well, you've had a fair bit of success over the years as well, Subby. How much have you enjoyed it? Was it the best thing you ever did to get into greyhound racing?
Absolutely. Just give me relaxation because, you know, it's running scary business in Sydney, like Oxford Street, King's Cross and things like that. Just when I get home, I just couldn't wait to get home to be with the animal, you know what I mean, with the dog and all that, yeah.
Yeah, your work must be pretty lively. You must see some sights in what you do.
Yeah. Just part of my enjoyment. As I said to you, man, the dog just gave me a lot of relaxation. You know, sometimes I can't wait. When I'm in Sydney, I just can't wait to get back here to see the dog and all that. Yeah.
Good stuff. And well, let's get back to tomorrow then. It looks a terrific final. As we said, it's pretty unpredictable, really, being a maiden final. But well, how hopeful are you for Nino Di Oro's chances?
No, I feel okay. But as I said, you know yourself with maiden and things like that. You don't know what the other dog going to do and all that. Just and the dogs pull up really well, and she just I couldn't ask for more. And I feel confident. Yeah, put it that way. Yeah.
Good stuff. Hey, listen, thanks very much for your time today. You're obviously a pretty busy man, but thanks very much, and I hope you're smiling tomorrow afternoon at Goulburn.
I hope so. Yeah. All right, then. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Cheers, Subby. Thanks very much for your time. That was Subby Nura there, trainer of Nino Di Oro, who jumps from box 6 in the Zoom Top Maiden at Goulburn tomorrow. That is race 8 at Goulburn. Looks an absolutely cracking race. Fields and form for the entire meeting at thedogs.com.au and, of course, the markets at tab.com.au as well. Just while we're going around the traps at the moment as well, well done to Charmaine Roberts, who scored 4 winners at a local Dubbo track on Friday. A terrific achievement for her. And well done to Greg Short as well, who came south from Queensland and won the Abe Casey Memorial at Casino last Friday with Du Hast. A great win for him. That's one of the big races up there in the Northern Rivers. Now let's move on now, because on Friday we've got another big race here in New South Wales at Richmond. There's going to be some fantastic racing there, headlined by the Phil Davis Memorial Final over the 535 metres. $10,000 to the winner. Some high-class greyhounds involved in this one. There were some terrific runs in the heats last Friday night. None more so than by the fastest qualifier, Panel Beater. I'm happy to report Panel Beater's trainer, Gary Edwards, is on the line now. Gary, how delighted were you by Panel Beater's run? That was a fantastic effort, I thought.
Terrific one, Stuart. He was well boxed on Friday night. Donna Campbell's dog was in the one, which has got a lot of early pace. And once they came out of the box, got around the first corner, I thought he handled the track quite well because he'd never been up there at all, and I couldn't trial him. And, so when he drove up and got into second place down the back, well, you know, I've already had him up to 700 and 600, very fast dog, very strong dog. And when he got up there, well, I just thought it was a matter of just time and margins. It was that good of a feeling.
Yeah, it must have been wonderful watching that one. He's become a really consistent greyhound. I think 10 wins, and he's had a stack of placings from 31 starts now. I think earlier in his career, he had you pulling your hair out a little bit with maybe his box manners and the way he was starting. Has that improved now? Has the penny dropped?
Stuart, I think one of them lengths behind the second last dog, and we've treated that, and we've sort of mended his ways there, and now he's beginning a hell of a lot better. At least with
him. I think he was runner-up in the Group 3 Nowra Summer Puppy Classic earlier this year, Gary. I've always had the sense with this greyhound that he could win a big one. He's got bags of talent. Is that accurate? Do you think he might have a really big winning in somewhere along the line?
Well, hopefully, Stuart. But sometimes he just doesn't put it all together. But when he puts it all together, he's a very fast dog, as I said. He runs the low 24 post to post, and it takes a pretty smart dog to sort of run.
It certainly does. And look, it's obviously difficult to rate his chances too much before the box draw, but he's won or placed from every box, I think, so far. So do you think he's got a big chance wherever he draws on Friday night?
Preferably in the, anywhere from 5 in, Stuart. It's hard.
There's a lot of speed in the race. I know there's
quite a few of the dogs got early. 5:20, 5:30, and about 5:40, 5:45. So, we're a length off at the winning post, I think.
But hopefully we'll be going in tight. We've got a nice run through, and he's just actually improved last week's time.
Never seen the track.
Good stuff. Hey, listen, we're having a couple of problems with the line, Gary, but look, it's been great to catch up with you this morning. And look, I hope you're celebrating on Friday night with Panel Beater. It should be an absolutely fantastic race there at Richmond.
OK, thanks very much, Stuart. Bye-bye.
Good on you, Gary. Thanks a lot for joining us there, mate. So, that's the Phil Davis Memorial Final coming up at Richmond on Friday night. Part of a fantastic night's racing there, of course. The field's form and picks for that will be at thedogs.com.au. And, of course, for your full markets, it's tab.com.au as well. Just while we're mentioning Richmond, actually, don't forget that nominations for the Richmond Riches Puppy Auction are now open. That event taking place on Sunday, November the 26th at the Richmond Club. It's going to be a terrific event. Of course, the last two auctions there were both really successful. The full details of that one are at richmondpuppyauction.com.au and the club's website. So get there now and keep an eye on that one as well. Just a couple of other things as well to mark in your diary before we sign off for today. Don't forget, later this month, Nowra and Bulleye swap meetings for one meeting. Nowra is on Saturday, August the 26th, and Bulleye moves to Monday, August the 28th. Check out the calendar section of thedogs.com.au for more details on that one as well. And of course, we've got a couple of big races on the horizon as well, not just the national championships, which are coming up at Albion Park on August the 25th. We've got the heats of the Group 3 Dapto Maiden starting on August the 17th. That's a 3-week series worth $25,000 to the winner, of course. And speaking of Dapto, don't forget, of course, this year's Dapto Megastar has been expanded. So this year, there'll be a scheduled 4 heats with the top 2 from each heat getting through to that one. In previous years, of course, there's been just 1 heat with the rest of the field invitational. And we've got as well the Group 2 Blacktop as well coming up at the Gardens in a couple of weeks as well. So, look, that's going to be a fantastic series as well. Now, we've spoken about the National Championships on today's show as well. Just a couple of the other races to mark your card on there. Of course, as I mentioned, we have got the Tasmanian sprints and national championships there coming up tonight, and you can check out the field's form and expert picks at thedogs.com.au for that one as well. We've also got over in WA the finals of the sprint and distance championships as well at Cannington this Saturday. I think the one to watch there in the sprint championship is Founder Diamond, who put in a great run in the heats on Saturday night. Looks the latest star for Paul Stewart, the premier trainer, one of the premier trainers over there in WA. Founder Diamond won 10 of 12 starts now and looking the one to watch. But again, fields and form for that one will be at thedogs.com. sportsradio.com.au. And then at Albion Park on Thursday, we've got the Queensland Sprint and Distance Championships as well. So, gee, talk about a lot going on. We've got loads to catch up on. It's going to be another great week of greyhound racing across the rest of the country coming up over the next few days. Okay. That's just about it for me today on Going Greyhounds. Thanks to all my guests who've joined me. This is actually my last show filling in for Dave Carlson over the last few weeks. Disco Dave will no doubt be back soon. So thanks to all my guests for their time over the last few weeks. Good luck to everyone racing this week, and I'll hand you back to Sean Cosgrove for Racing HQ.
Now, Stu, is this your last day for good?
It certainly is, yeah.
Yeah, I heard you're moving on to something else, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I'm off to Pastures New, so this has been my last duty. So I was glad to finish off by picking a winner of the Darwin Cup yesterday, mate. I'm glad I did something useful for once.
Well, terrific, mate. Thank you for all your help and cooperation. You've been absolutely fantastic, and we wish you all the best, Stu.
Cheers, mate. That means a lot. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Stu. Stu Turner there. Now.